Station will come to order. Clerk will note the roll. We have a quorum. Could have a motion to approve the minutes for Wednesday, March 2nd.
So moved.
Representative Dowd moves the meeting, the minutes from Wednesday, March 2nd, 2011. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, discussion on number 5. Number 5 was amended in government operations, and there was a discussion of the bill. And during the discussion, after it was amended, there were comments about the bill needing more work. And at one time, a comment like that in government operations was the bane of the committee. The bill would have been held over until it was completed and there was public testimony. Do you know if we're going to be working on it today, or where might that work be completed?
I believe we're on the minutes right now. We haven't approved the minutes. Is it all right if we go ahead and approve that and then move on to the calendar?
Okay,
go ahead and do that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Proposed calendar for the day. Move the proposed calendar for the day and discussion and Representative Pawlowski.
Mr. Chair, I'm just going to repeat what I said before. The bill was amended in government operations. There was discussion that the bill needed more work. At one point in government operations, that was the ban of the committee, and the bill would have been held over. The work would have been completed with public testimony. So I wonder, are we going to complete the work here, or where would the work on this bill be completed?
You're referring to House File 52, Representative Pawlowski?
Number 5 on the calendar.
Number 5 on the calendar is House File 52 by Pepin. Representative Pepin, I do not see here today. I don't know that there's another. Representative Westrom is also a co-author on the bill. That is before us properly. It was passed out of the committee. It's before us properly and is moving on to the calendar.
Mr. Chair, I'm a co-author on it too. That's why I'm asking. I would prefer, so we're not working on it here. Do you anticipate we're going to be working on it on the House floor?
I think that it would probably be better is Representative Pepin here, if you could talk to her, but you'd have to speak with the bill's author for the intentions of that. I would assume that they are ready for the House floor if they're in this committee.
Mr. Chair, just a point of clarification then in rules. If a bill comes before this committee and does need work, is it your intent to work on the bill here? Take testimony if it's needed?
Representative Pawlowski, I think that the bills for this committee are for moving to the House floor. We don't do, I don't anticipate that, and wouldn't anticipate it on this bill.
Well, Mr. Chair, my concern is that if we work on a bill on the House floor, there's no public testimony. Quite often, with the best of intent, we are working just with limited knowledge. I would hope that we would work with public testimony so that we actually know what happens when we amend a bill, change a bill. That's my concern.
Noted. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
Thank you. I saw Representative Anderson had her hand up earlier. I don't know if she had something to add about it was about something else. Okay. So, because I understood that this bill had also, that as it left the committee, and I don't know if anybody here is on that State Government Operations Committee. My understanding as well is that there was a remark made that, well, we'll work on that, let's pass it now, send it to the floor, and we'll work on it later. And I share Representative Pawlowski's concerns about that situation. This was, a relatively, there was a lot of consensus around the bill, and the amendment changed that. And so I would move that we delete number 5 from the calendar for the day and re-refer it to the State Government Operations Committee to complete its work.
Representative House.
Mr. Chairman, at this point in time, I'd speak against that motion. The last 4 years I spent in the minority, there were actually a couple of times, Representative Thiessen, where you passed my bill onto the floor with my word that I would work on it and make sure that it was in order before I passed it, and you did the same for some of your members. I don't think it's uncommon to do this, and if Representative Pepin doesn't talk to you or Representative Pawlowski, then you come see me and I'll speak against the bill. If they said that in committee, I think let's let them live up to their word and see what happens.
Representative Thiessen.
And you know, and part of the concern I think here is that you know, we still haven't seen budget targets. We have 2 weeks to go before these budget bills. I'm understanding that we're going to have omnibus bills, and no one's hearing even omnibus bills to be held in many committees, even bills to be held over for inclusion in an omnibus bill. You know, for instance, in Health and Human Services, it sounds like a bill is going to be dropped on the 22nd. It's going to be voted out of committee on the 24th. There's going to be no time whatsoever for any public testimony on what is in that bill. And I think the point that Representative Pawlowski is making, and he can certainly speak for himself, but is that the work on these bills should be done in committee. And you know, and you may be right that that things were, you know, done on both sides in the past, but that the work should be done in committee, and that we should have some time for some public input on bills like this, especially, you know, when they move from non-controversial to controversial, that should be worked out in committee with public testimony, and as we move towards these budget bills, kind of rushing through the process without much public testimony, we want to make sure that we have public testimony there as well and have time to actually work on these bills. And so I think there's an underlying concern that's partly driving what's going on here.
Understand your concern, Representative Thiessen, and certainly the intention of, sure, of all the committee chairs to have the work done in committee, and that's always want to have our best product for the floor and share that. I believe the proper motion would be to strike it from the proposed calendar, not to refer it back. I think that's the correct motion.
And we would have then to refer it on the floor?
Yes. I believe it would be, no. If we were to strike it from the calendar, I believe it would be automatically referred back, or not before us. It would be in the committee's possession.
Mr. Chair, the bill is actually on the general register on the floor and not in front of the Rules Committee. What's in front of the Rules Committee is the calendar for the proposed calendar for the day. So our actions with respect to this bill are limited to putting it on the calendar for the day or striking it from the calendar for the day. If Representative Thiessen then wants to move it back to committee, he has to stand, make a motion on the floor to move it from general register back to the committee.
Okay, so if I'm understanding correctly, Representative Thiessen, your motion would be to strike it from today's calendar, is that correct?
And could I just ask one other question? If it's on the calendar for the day, it can still be a motion to re-refer as well?
Absolutely, Mr. Chair. If it's on the calendar for the day, it's a legitimate motion on the floor to refer it back to committee.
Okay.
So Representative Thiessen's motion is to strike the bill from the calendar of the day. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
No. Does not pass. And Representative Thiessen, you would, as I say, have the motion before you to move that, or any member to move it from committee on the floor. So I will renew my motion to move the proposed calendar for March 10th, 2011. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
We are adjourned. Thank you.